Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here on the Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. Mr. President, congratulations. When they finally told us who had won the 2020 presidential election, I felt a profound sadness. Not because I wanted the other guy to win, not hardly, but because I felt sorry for you, the winner. Like most successful campaigns, Joe Biden's offered a clear and simple promise. I am not Donald Trump. I will restore competence and decency to government. 81 million American voters approved, more than voted for any presidential candidate ever before, and 7 million more than voted for Trump. But not being Donald Trump is not going to be enough. Consider what we confront. The COVID-19 pandemic continues to rage unchecked across the country, and the rollout of the vaccine that is our only hope of bringing it under control has been bungled almost as badly as the initial efforts to contain the virus. Hospitals, medical workers, and morgues across the country are stressed to the breaking point, with relief not yet in sight. The economy, which was anemic before the pandemic hit, is in hospice now. The government continues to churn out cheery stats about recovery, but millions of Americans continue to lose their businesses and or jobs, are facing eviction, protracted poverty, even hunger. With revenues shrinking and emergency spending skyrocketing, the national debt is turning into a deadly cancer on the future of the country. In fiscal 2020, the U.S. government spent $3 trillion more than it took in, more than three times the deficit in 2019. America's national debt is $27 trillion. It has tripled since 2008, when the Great Recession began. In addition to what must be borrowed to cover the deficit, this year alone, nearly $8 trillion worth of bonds have to be rolled over, that is, paid off and replaced with new borrowing. This at a time when all the developed countries in the world are having similar problems. Climate change did not slow down while we were distracted by the virus. Rising seas are encroaching on our coastal cities, forcing many of them ever closer to having to decide, build expensive, doomed seawalls, or abandon neighborhoods and infrastructure and move inland. Meanwhile, a deadly drought deepens in the Southwest. A record number of wildfires ravaged the forests of the West, and intensified hurricanes, a record 12, made landfall in the U.S. in 2020. Tornadoes and even thunderstorms batter the whole country. There used to be one or two storms a year that did $1 billion in damage. Last year, there were 22, an all-time record, and their total cost was $95 billion. The country that must confront all these challenges, there's no choice about that, is the most deeply and bitterly divided it has been probably since the Civil War. The divisions are racial, economic, and political, and have gone so far that not only do people on one side of a divide not trust the people on the other side, they don't believe anything they say, and are increasingly brandishing weapons at one another. I wish Mr. Biden the best for the coming 4 years, and I'm glad that he's not Donald Trump. But the best that I can imagine is that he and we somehow make it through alive. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to the Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, Brace for Impact.